Chapter 3. The Man Who Was Thursday. Before one of the fresh faces could appear at the doorway, Gregory's stunned surprise had fallen from him. He was beside the table with a bound and a noise in his throat like a wild beast. He caught up the Colt's revolver and took aim at Syme. Syme didn't flinch, but he put up a pale and polite hand. "Don't be such a silly man," he said with the effeminate dignity of a curate. "Don't you see it's not necessary? Don't you see that we're both in the same boat? Yes, and jolly seasick?" Gregory couldn't speak, but he couldn't fire either, and he looked his question. "Don't you see we've checkmated each other?" cried Syme. "I can't tell the police you're an anarchist. You can't tell the anarchists I'm a policeman. I can only watch you, knowing what you are. You can only watch me, knowing what I am. In short, it's a lonely intellectual duel, my head against yours. I'm a policeman deprived of the help of the police. You, my poor fellow, are an anarchist deprived of the help of that law and organisation which is so essential to anarchy. The one solitary difference is in your favour. You are not surrounded by inquisitive policemen. I am surrounded by inquisitive anarchists. I cannot betray you, but I might betray myself. Come, come, wait and see me betray myself. I shall do it so nicely." Gregory put the pistol slowly down, still staring at Syme as if he were a sea monster. "I don't believe in immortality," he said at last. "But if, after all this, you were to break your word, God would make a hell only for you to howl in for ever."
"I shall not break my word," said Syme sternly, "nor will you break yours. Here are your friends."
The mass of the anarchists entered the room heavily, with a slouching and somewhat weary gait. But one little man, with a black beard and glasses, a man somewhat of the type of Mr. Tim Healy, detached himself and bustled forward with some papers in his hand.
"Comrade Gregory?"